Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, Dave Plyer, back with you on 720 WGN. So, Roger, I was looking at this Thrillist column this week called Things People from Chicago Suburbs Are Sick of Hearing.
The suburbs are sick of hearing.
You know, I'm not a city snob, but I do live in the city. Right. I grew up in the burbs, though. And we were talking a little bit, you and I, off here, that, you know, I had a friend of mine say, well, you know, we went to this restaurant downtown and, you know, it was on this street and this street. And I said, I don't even know where that is in Chicago. Where's that at? Well, no, it's not downtown Chicago. It's downtown Naperville. I'm like, that's not downtown.
Yeah.
They have a downtown, of course. Every suburb has a Park Ridge has a really quaint, cool downtown.
Evanston's got a great downtown.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Skokie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But when you say downtown, I'm kind of thinking you're talking about downtown. On some level, right?
Right, downtown Chicago, yeah.
Best what it was the other day when a client said to me, can you believe they raised the rates for valet to $4?
Ooh.
I said, $4? Where? I'll take it. Tell me the address for that. And I don't remember where it was, but it was a burb. And I'm like, yeah, it's not downtown,
yeah,
I gotta tell
right.
you. So Thrillist says there's two types of suburbanites, those who typically live in far-flung suburbs and only visit the city once or twice a year.
Okay.
And I lived in New York for several years, and I knew colleagues that lived 2 hours north of the city that have never been in New York City. It's crazy.
I can believe that,
Never been there. If you fall in the second camp, then odds are you've probably been asked, why do you live in the suburbs about 6,000 times by people who don't live here? Now, one of the big things that they talk about here is if you ask somebody when you're out of state, like I'll be at the airport, let's say, and I'm in Austin, Texas, or I'm in New York or wherever, and I say, where are you from? And they say, Chicago. I said, Chicago. And I'll go, Chicago? No, I'm from Sugar Grove.
Oh, so you hold their feet to the fire, yeah.
Well, I do a little bit, you know, and you're from Chicagoland. I'll take that all day
all
long.
Right.
But when people ask where you're from, I guess that makes more sense. I mean, if you're in the suburbs of Chicago, if I'm somewhere in, Kenosha, I guess I'd say Kenosha. But if I'm somewhere on the outskirts of Minneapolis or Milwaukee, I guess I would say the city, because that would give people a placeholder.
Well, but use your example
right.
of Sugar Grove. Let's say that, we were sitting talking, waiting for a flight. I say, hey, by the way, where are you from? Go ahead and say Sugar Grove.
Sugar Grove.
This is, well, Sugar Grove, where's that? And what do you say?
Yeah, I'd say, it's a suburb of Chicago.
There you go.
Yeah,
why don't you just say, I'm near Chicago.
Yeah. Again, not trying to be a city snob, but you tell people where you're from. Because people get surprised when I say, well, where are you from? We're Chicago. Oh, I used to live there. Where in Chicago?
Right.
Well, you know, from wherever. And they're like, oh, so you're in the city.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So here's some of the things that they say, and some of these, you know, these young – actually, it was Lisa Chatroop, who was on our show a few weeks ago, who wrote this article. One of the things most commonly asked is, oh, you're from the suburbs? And it immediately becomes I don't really want to date you. I want to date somebody that lives in the city. So if someone from the suburbs contacts you on a dating site, even though you clearly live in the city, chances are they likely assume that you don't have a car. They totally accept that you're probably unwilling to trek out to the suburbs. In fact, odds are they spend most of their free time in the city. Hence, they don't look for matches because they figure like you're downtown. So that's a good point.
Geographically undesirable.
Ooh, that's
that
a good
what they
one.
Call
yeah,
it?
Okay, look at that.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
I like that.
Except I'm breaking that rule because my girlfriend lives in Northbrook and I come from Bucktown here, so.
That's not horrible.
Not too bad.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Other things that people are sick of hearing that live in the suburbs, how do you get to work every day if you work in the city? Well, you know, I take the train. I take, you know, a lot of people, you know, when I first moved back here, because I lived in Minneapolis for a while, I lived in New York for a while, when I first moved back here, you know, 21 years ago, I had originally lived in Schaumburg. The girl I moved back here with from New York had a job out there. I was being nice, and I lived in the city, or I worked in the city, But I drove because I had places I had to go outside of my business, so that was a bear. things people from Chicago suburbs are sick of hearing. Where do you even hang out? Like, there's no life in the burbs.
There's a lot of places to hang out in the burbs.
Of course, of course. No matter where you go, what suburb you're in.
Yeah.
There are great classic places. There are great movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
There are great things to do.
Well, here's something you hear of people who live in the suburbs is, well, we hang out at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
That's really big because there's a lot of malls around
the
Chicago area.
That's true.
And many of the suburbs are near a big mall. So, yeah.
630 says, I love this. This is a funny one. Aurora is a suburb of Sugar Grove. Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. I like that. You practically live in Indiana when you talk to people like from Orlando. I was actually in a graduation party in Tinley Park today, and I live on the north side, and I did feel like I needed to pack a lunch.
By the time you got down there.
Yeah. I mean, but that vice versa, I'm sure, too, because they come to our house all the time, too. Those suburbanites. Somehow people from the suburbs always get blamed for every ridiculous thing that goes on in the neighborhoods like Wrigleyville, which, in case you haven't noticed, is almost entirely populated by transplants. Okay. Here's one that people hate hearing. Is gas cheaper by you?
Usually is.
Yeah, it usually is. Yeah. You're absolutely right. So was high school like a John Hughes movie? Breakfast Club took place.
Yeah.
But, of course, that's if you're from Winnetka, of course. If you're far from the far west suburbs, it's more like Mean Girls. In fact, if you didn't, did you know that at Barrington High School, where my nephew goes, they force you to wear pink every Wednesday? This is just being silly. This is just being funny. Isn't it boring out there? And then here's the number one thing that people are sick of hearing from the suburbs. You're not from Chicago! Is the biggest one there.
It's tough.
It is tough.
I was born in Chicago. We lived here for about 4 years on the north side. Then we moved to Evanston. And my parents sold the home in Evanston about 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then moved to the building in Lincolnwood. Then I left, lived 4 years in Carbondale, 3.5 years in Vegas. Two years in Bloomington Normal. Evanston, we lived for maybe about three years and then moved back to Chicago.
See, there you have it.
Yeah.
There you have it. Well, Michael is from Sugar Grove, and he says he's from Sugar Grove. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. So you tell people where you're from. You tell them specifically.
Well, you know, I would say I'm from outside of Chicago. A lot of times I stay about 40 miles due west because my family, my great-great-grandfather moved to Aurora back in the late 1800s.
Wow.
And so my direct family, you know, most of us were, you know, all stayed in Aurora. Some of us dispersed. I do have relatives in Chicago. Some moved to DeKalb. Some moved to the Quad Cities. But a lot of times I try to describe where I'm at. Just because I'm not a Chicagoan, and there is a difference between suburbanites and Chicagoans.
But at the same time, you want to mention the city because then you give people kind of a placeholder of kind of where you're at, right?
Absolutely, and that's why I would say that I'm from outside of Chicago, just because no one knows Sugar Grove unless you're from the area.
Unless from your other area. And that's the same thing.
You said that.
Yeah, no, and it's the kind of – that's the same thing in every other state and every other major city. You know, my sister lives in Clarksville. Well, nobody knows where that is either, but it's outside of Nashville. So she says, well, I live in around Nashville. She'll say around, and that gives it enough.
Was that a Monkey song or was that a Beatles
song? It was The Last Train to Clarksville. That's very good. Thanks, Michael. Have a good night, buddy.
Hey, thanks for talking about the subject.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
All right.